The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Happy to have Nick Sciarra with us today as we make our way through a Thursday. And, you know, miss the first hour, lots of good stuff. I want to do a quick shout-out here. You know, you guys and you were out delivering Kobos last week that bit that Jerry Bowe and Kobos set up. Well, he's at it again, and Big City Wings is going to work with him on this one. My man Sam is going to they're feeding some workers and 65 of them, and they're going to make individual plates for every one of them. So can't say enough good things about what Jerry's been up to, and shout out to Big City Wings for doing that. And Sam, that's a really, really cool thing.
Really awesome. Doing.
Yeah, and you know, I know we're getting to the point hopefully where everybody starts getting at least somewhat normal again, but until it is, it's just great that there's people out there doing cool stuff like that. So props to Jerry and Sam at Big City Wings. 713 says, did you hear that Governor Abbott might consider restaurant booze to go orders as a permanent fixture?
I did hear that. I hope they
do.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I would love that. I mean, I feel like we're, yeah. And I honestly think that would, there's some times where that would keep me from getting in trouble because, you know, you have enough to drink. It's like, yeah, you know what? Let me take one and go home with it. And that way I can just die at home.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's a good thing. There's most states have that, you know, we're behind in a lot of things and there's a lot of really good things about this state, which is why we live here. But, you know, from that perspective, I think it's, it just makes sense. And, you know, I hope it continues. I mean, I hope the Rona goes away. But
yeah, that we don't need any more of.
Yeah, yeah. Let's keep the booze, rid ourselves of the Rona. 713-780-ESP. Did you see the story about Rodman and how he partied in a gentleman's club until 5 a.m. and then got 20 rebounds later that day?
No.
No,
yeah, but that's not shocking at all.
Well, I'm pretty sure that still happens, but in that era, like, Barkley was notorious for stuff like that, like being out all night, you know, throwing little people out of windows and then being on the court the next day and, you know, getting 25 points and 14 rebounds. So yeah, that doesn't shock me at all. And I'm curious about this week's Jordan episode because it's supposed to get into the gambling aspect.
Well, this is the week that apparently Jordan was worried about looking like a bad guy, right? We've reached that part of the dock.
Yeah, I think so. So this one,
that's what I'm
about.
Here for.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be all in for the entire series, but I did enjoy the Rodman one, and I am looking forward to this. So, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Some bad news, AJ. The Little League World Series has been canceled for the first time.
Yeah, I that's not surprising. That news comes on the news that my son's World Series trip to East Tennessee is canceled as well.
Yeah, I was afraid that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Sucks, but I mean, there's a lot of things like that going on, and you know, I think it's still too early to try to get a bunch of kids together for an event like that. But of course, the kids are you know, most kids have been not been affected by this.
Yeah.
What I've read, which is good, yeah, but you got parents.
And yeah, they carry it. They can carry it. Those symptoms have not really hit them.
And they might give it to their parents and, you know.
But didn't you, was it you that told me yesterday, now your pets can get it too? Like, you're not even allowed to have them at dog parks and stuff because they can get the Rona?
Yeah, which is a little weird because we just got word that the daycare we take her to on Fridays is reopening next week. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I'd be more than happy to get rid of her for a day. So, you know.
So you're taking your chances?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take my chances. If she brings home the Rona, so be it. I think there are certain things that, okay, maybe we're overreacting. I mean, I don't know, but there's no way to test dogs, right? I mean, they tested a tiger. Did you see this TV guy in Spain who apparently... There was a naked chick walking behind him while he was on a live shot, and it was not his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
His partner is Marta Lopez, who's a former reality show star. And apparently he remained silent for days despite accusations of screwing around. Then he apologized to Lopez on an appearance on a show Monday. Says, if you think that my attitude has not been correct, that there are things that I have not done well, I have no problem asking for forgiveness, although my goal was not to harm someone else. So, basically, he got busted for having a chick, which I didn't think you were supposed to be doing stuff like that right now.
I don't think you are.
But, oh well. Remember, we were joking about that lady who had the naked husband in the shower, how much fun it would have been if that hadn't been her husband.
If it wouldn't have been her husband, oh, it would have been so great.
832 says, first day things start to open up again, and boom, of course there's a major wreck on I-10.
Oh, that's pretty typical.
Yeah, that's, boy, traffic at least has been manageable when you've had to go out. Well, even yesterday, though, I thought there were an awful lot of people on the road when I went to the office, which I know sounds hypocritical since I was going to the office. But I just thought, wow, man, there's a lot of people for it. There was no traffic, but I mean, in terms of there were no slowdowns or anything, but it was, just a lot of people. And, so, of course, there's going to be accidents. And once everybody gets back out there, then, I think that's going to happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. I don't know if you saw this, but Bleacher Report did its post-draft win-loss predictions for every NFL team. I don't know if we care about every NFL team, but there are some we do care about.
There's a couple.
Yeah. And... So let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Their prediction for them. What would you guess?
9-7.
They have them 6-10.
Ooh, okay.
I think they'll be a little better than that. Although that isn't an easy division that they play in.
It's not.
Although I don't know what the Rams are going to be. All right, here's another one that I think they have a little low, and that'll be your hint on this one. Your beloved Atlanta Falcons.
Let's go with 7-9.
That's what they have them listed at, 7-9. If this were an actual over-under, I would take the over. Okay?
I think I would take the over as well on that.
Speaking of your beloved teams, the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, 15-1. No, let's go 12-4.
Ding, ding, ding. That feels light to me, though.
I was going to say 13-3, but I didn't want to sound like too much of a homer. I know the Chiefs are on their schedule, so.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Everybody knows you're a homer, so that's fine. Okay. So 12-4. I'm the one saying 12-4 feels light to me.
That's true. So you're the homer for me, for my new favorite team.
Yeah, and I also had them with at least the co-best draft with the Cowboys at worst. So, all right, how about the lowly Buffalo Bills?
Oh, my old favorite team.
Yeah.
I'll say the Bills will go 10-6 this year.
They have them 11-5.
Ooh-wee.
So,
okay.
That's a big year.
They think Josh Allen is going to take that step, I guess. I could see it happening. Everyone said that this is, you know, Josh Allen was going to be a guy who year three we were really going to see what he's made of. And he's shown some flashes. If he turns into what the Bills obviously thought he would be when they drafted him, then, you know, maybe they've got something because their defense is going to play.
And they've added some weapons around him. So
yep.
I don't think it's unfathomable.
Including a legit number one receiver. I mean, Stephon Diggs is a – that changes the way teams can defend you.
Yeah, and they only had to give up a second round – oh, never mind. That's the wrong team. Carolina Panthers.
Oof, I don't feel good about it. I'll go 5-11.
They have them 3-13.
Ooh. Okay. Not much faith in old Ted, huh? They do play in a tough division, though. And they've got the worst quarterback in the division. Whatever you think of Teddy Bridgewater, they've got the weakest quarterback in that group.
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt Rhule's a better coach than a 3-13 season. But they may not have the horses there.
I agree.
Chicago Bears.
5-11.
6-10. You're right there with them. Here's an intriguing one. The Cincinnati Joe Burrows.
Ugh. 4-12.
That's exactly where they have them.
Nice. I'm all over.
Considering Xavier Suafilo may be a starter at guard for them.
Yeah, they still got a long way to go. I mean, and Joe Burrow's going to take a while to work into things. So, yeah, it could be an ugly one.
The Browns, I'll just say the hype train is no longer going full steam here on the Browns.
I was
going
to go 6-10.
They have 7-9.
Oof. A lot of talent on that team, but geez. Maybe a coaching change will help them.
Maybe. Although I don't know. Look, I didn't think Freddie Kitchens was any good. I don't know if this guy is either. There were people in Minnesota that weren't happy with him calling plays. So... all right, before we go to break, your beloved Dallas Cowboys.
I think I'm going to be higher on Dallas than most people. I'm going to go 11-5.
That's exactly where they have them.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be probably in the 12-4 range with them.
I almost said 12-4, but
I just yeah.
I still think they've got some flaws on defense.
There's some holes there, but I also I think if we talk about Allen making a move, I think Dak Prescott has to take a step forward. If he does, I think they can be Super Bowl contenders in the NFC. But that's a big if. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. We'll go over some of the other teams that are of interest and. You're pretty good at this game. I think you may know whoever the Bleacher Report guy who wrote this is. You guys are probably buddies. So, pretty close on almost all of them. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in today, we'll be happy to take some calls. And then tomorrow we're going to have a little fun and celebrate 10 years of The Blitz, which... never thought we'd make it that far. Of course, I haven't lived through today yet, so I probably should not get too far ahead of myself. but yeah. So the Denver Broncos next on their list.
I feel like what the number that I'm going to give you is going to be lower than what most people would, but I don't care. Their division is so tough. I'm going to say 6-10.
They have them 9-7.
Ooh, big disagreement there. Big disagreement.
I honestly, this is one where if I trusted Drew Lock,
that's my
I'd be
problem.
Okay with 9-7. They upgraded the offensive line. They've got, adding Melvin Gordon with Phillip Lindsay. They've got two really good running backs. They drafted two receivers that I think will be impact guys for them, and they were pretty good on defense. But the two things that what do we always talk about? Coach and quarterback.
Coach and quarterback.
I'm not, not sold on either one of those two guys. So now, if they had signed Cam Newton and he were healthy, I'd say 9-7 is a real possibility. The Detroit Lions.
4-12.
5-11. You're right there.
Close.
But Matt
Patricia's gone after this, by the way.
Yeah, it has to be. Boy, the Lions just consistently do things wrong. They're a sexier Browns is what
they are.
That's
all they are. They're the Browns with shiny helmets.
Yeah. Yeah, they have cool uniforms. I like their uniforms. But the Green Bay Aaron Rodgers is...
Ooh, this will be a controversial number I'm about to say, Fred. 8-8.
Well, it's not that controversial because they have them 9-7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that if they really are intent on switching to a run-heavy team, I think it's a mistake right now because they don't have the defense to do that. You've got 1 or 2 years left of Aaron Rodgers' peak. If there is any left, you've got to take advantage of it, and that's why they should have drafted a receiver. Instead, they drafted his heir apparent. I think that the Packers struggle because without being able to outscore teams, we say this all the time. If you're going to be a run-based team in the NFL, that's cool. You just got to play defense. The Ravens are a great example. Yeah. I mean, the Ravens, they run more than anybody. But they play defense. That's the key. You have to be able to do – one has to go with the other. You can be a bad defensive team if you're putting up 80 points a game. You cannot run the football consistently if you've got a bad defense because you just won't be able to keep up.
And now your Houston Texans.
Boy, this one's tough.
No, it's not.
It's 8-8. I'm going to go 8-8.
9-7. That's. Come on, that's always the default.
That's
for the
probably.
Texans.
Yeah, I probably should have said 9-7. They probably will go 9-7, and then people say, "You said they were going to go 8-8. You're always hating."
Yeah, and 9-7 is going to get you in the playoffs this year with the extra team. So, might not win you the division, but hey, you've already won four of those the last 5 years, right? So there's
that's
that.
True.
Your Colts.
Give me another 8-8.
That's exactly where they have them. I kind of feel like that's right.
I feel like the Texans Titans are going to be right in that mix. Whichever one of them gets that ninth win, probably wins the division, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because there's three teams that are there's really not much separating any of them.
How about your Jacksonville Jaguars?
Oh gosh, it just feels like a disaster there, doesn't it? 3-13.
How about 2-14?
Oh boy,
well, that's harsh. Well, and that's why the Texans and Titans and Colts are all, that's probably going to be two free wins for all of those teams. The Kansas City Chiefs, your defending champions.
What did I say, 13-3 for the Ravens?
You said, yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, give me 13-3 for the Chiefs, too.
Yeah, that's where they have the Chiefs. I'm going to go a little bit lower. I think there's going to be some Super Bowl hangover for the early part of the season, but then they'll get it together late and be, one of the two teams to come out of that has a chance to come out of the AFC. How about the Raiders of Las Vegas?
Oh, man. The Raiders are so confusing to me because I believe in Derek Carr, and I like that they got him Henry Ruggs. I think that there's some talent on that roster. I even like Lynn Bowden. I think adding him, it gives you a sort of a package player. And then, you know, Josh Jacobs, who obviously had a breakout season. I love their offense. They worked hard on the defense and free agency. I don't know what to think of John Gruden, though. I'll go with 9-7. I want to say 10-6. I want to be really bullish on the Raiders, but their coach holds me back.
Yeah, 9-7 is the exact prediction. I'm with you. I just, especially his play calling in the second half last year, and they mentioned that in the story. I mean, I think he holds him back a little bit, but I'm with you. I like Derek Carr a lot, and I think I feel like they're better than that, but I don't know that they'll do better than that. Although a lot depends on what happens with, say, the Chargers and the Broncos. If the Broncos aren't that good, and the Chargers are up next, by the way, curious where you have them.
I think it's going to be tough for them. I'm going to go 7-9.
They have 8-8. So
okay,
you've been all over almost all of these. The L.A. Rams. Interesting number.
That's one of the toughest ones. Give me 8-8. I still like their coach enough. I think they'll figure something out.
Yeah, 7-9 is where they have them.
Man, that's rough.
The Miami Dolphins.
I don't think they're going to be good 1 year in, but they were. You know what? They were better than I thought they'd be last year.
They were really good over the second half of the season when they finished 5-11. I wouldn't have given you a dime for that team the first couple weeks.
No way. Let's go. Let's go 6-10.
5-11. They have them. I think they'll be better than that. Minnesota Vikings with Gary Kubiak as your new offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I mean, if a lot of it depends on the health of their running back. I mean, if they're healthy at that position, they're going to be good. And I like their draft a lot. I'm going to go 11-5.
They have 10-6. I like yours better than theirs.
Okay.
Here is the most interesting one, the New England Patriots.
Man, I'm so tempted to just say 5-11 and be like look like a total dummy.
You wouldn't look like a total dummy if you said that.
Well, what do they say?
4-12.
Oh boy. Okay, they're ballsier than me. Like I feel like, you know, Belichick's good enough to not just like let the whole thing get away from him. But I'm telling you, people don't realize that roster is just not. It's not very good. It is not a playoff built roster. It's a pretty bad roster. And a good coach can do a lot. But if we're talking about Sean McVay finishing sub 500, and we all think he's a good coach, I mean, that's what it looks like. And he's got way more groceries right now than Bill Belichick does. You know, he's still got the best defensive player in the world on his team. 4-12, that's pretty wild. I wanted to say 5-11. I was about to say 7-9 just to not be laughed at too hard. Yeah. But yeah, I'll just say 5-11 then. If somebody's going to be crazier than me. I don't want to be the lowest on them.
I still think they'll find a way to win 8 games.
Okay.
Just because I that coaching staff, I can't see them having a 5-11 season, but I could be wrong. The New Orleans Saints.
I keep thinking the Saints' decline is going to come, and then Drew Brees just has he keeps having great seasons. I want to say 9-7, but I might go 10-6.
11-5 is what they have them at.
Okay.
Again, I think the division's tougher this year, although maybe not the Panthers. The lowly New York Giants and New York Jets are next on the list.
I think you know what? I think both those teams improve a little. I'll go 6-10 with both of them.
They have 5-11 on the Giants and 6-10 on the Jets.
Okay.
And if you really think the Patriots are going to suck and the Dolphins are going to suck.
Yeah, somebody's got to get those wins. I think the Bills win the division this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at that. The Philadelphia Eagles, led by Jalen Hurts.
You know what? God, they were good last year, despite the fact that they had so many guys hurt. I'm going to go 10-6.
Right on the nose.
Okay. I'm interested in them. And that's assuming Wentz stays healthy. I think they can contend.
The Steelers.
Mm. 9-7?
10-6.
Okay. That might be fair. They've got a good roster if Ben's healthy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they almost made the damn playoffs last year
with
Duck and Mason Rudolph, so. San Francisco.
God, I like them. I like what they did this offseason a lot. I still don't love their quarterback, but I think that I trust Shanahan to get the best out of him that he's going to be able to. I think they could be an 11-12 win team. Let's go. I'll go 12. I feel like I haven't gone a high number on any NFC teams.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
On the nose. All right, well, there's only a few left. We'll rip those off when we come back. We need to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and still a few teams left here. And I know I said we weren't going to do them all, but then I kind of got into it and was having fun. So it's all my fault. Seattle Seahawks.
That's a tough one. That division suddenly not as much of a walkover as it used to be. I still think they're the second best team in that division. I'll go 10-6.
11-5, which is okay. What they were last year, even though their defense was not very good. So here's the intriguing one, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'll go 8-8.
They have 11-5. I'm not quite buying into the Brady thing. Tennessee Titans.
Give me, I said 8-8 for the Texans and the Colts. I'll go 8-8 for them as well.
They have them 10-6. I think that my two concerns about them is I just don't think what we saw out of Ryan Tannehill is what he is. And if he is, then yeah, they could be 10-6. I do think I like some of their draft picks. I like some of the things they've done. I don't like that Mike Vrabel's calling plays on defense this year. So. Those are my only two real concerns about him. And then can Henry keep doing what he's doing? I mean, that's a guy who's got a lot of mileage now. And if he does, definitely 10-6 is in play. And finally, the Redskins of Washington.
Will they ever do it? Not this year. Give me 4-12.
5-11. Boy, you were all over that.
Not bad. So, I mean, there's some of them were pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are some teams that people are higher on than you are and then probably I am. But for the most part, you're all over it. A couple things from the text line says, hey, Fred and AJ, my name is Ryan. I'm 19 and just wondering what it must feel like to have sports teams to be proud of. I finally got the Astros and now it's tainted. And I'm
it's
a Longhorn fan. No,
who's it tainted
not.
To? It's tainted to some other fan bases. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks.
And right. He says that I'm a Longhorn fan, which doesn't help. They're going to be, well, if there's a season, I think the Longhorns will be good this year. Says, I'm jealous of you guys that got to watch the Rockets and Oilers back in the day. People forgot, the Oilers were not
Oilers
always.
Didn't win anything.
No. So,
Yeah, listen, and I mean, he got to see, if he's 19 now, yeah, I guess he didn't really get to enjoy the Longhorns championship. Maybe someday it'll come back around. I don't know, but yeah, that's tough, man. I mean, yeah, listen.
That Longhorns championship was a long time ago now. I mean, we're talking, 14 years?
Yeah, 14, 15 years ago.
So he was five?
Yeah, that's what I said. We I can't even count for him. Just stick to that Astros thing. Don't worry about it. Or just pick new teams.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're young, and you can do it. 713-780-ESPN. Lamont wants to know, could he get a shout-out to his son, Eric, turning 21 today?
Damn, Lamont's old as hell.
Hey,
son, Lamont. Oh.
I got a 21-year-old son.
Oh, you're old as hell, too. My son's birthday's tomorrow. He's turning 8.
That's your youngest, though.
That is my youngest.
But, well, I hope you're going to be celebrating responsibly with him for his 21st birthday. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And also, we were talking about Prime Social, and Jeffrey sent us a thing that he checked on the 28th, and it still says they'll reopen when it's safe for our staff and members. Thank you for understanding and support. So I'm sure you'll be hearing about it. I'm sure John Granato will be telling you all about it when those guys are reopened, which, you know, cool. Nick says, I would be surprised if Houston doesn't win the division. Every year we feel they won't, and they do. I could see them winning the division, but I also could see either the Colts or the Titans going farther in the playoffs again. And it seems to happen every year. Blaine says his oldest just turned 15, but he's only 34.
Like, okay.
You were getting at it early. Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
That makes sense. I
was a virgin until I was 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I believe you. I didn't have my first one until I was 34, I think.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Well, I was trying to build a career, and so was the ex-wife.
Smart of you.
Just didn't have time for kids, and then once we got established, said, all right, let's do it, and glad I did. They're good kids, even if one of them's going to Penn State.
Have you talked to her about that?
Yeah. Hey, she's happy. That's all I care about. And I guess I'll be making some trips up there to visit her at some point.
Well, so. There you go. Are you going to be buying some Nittany Lion gear?
I don't know about that. But
come on, Fred.
Well, if I can, you know, find some Jerry Sandusky gear.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. No, I'm sure I'll grab something. But I'll the cool thing is I've never actually been to a football game at Penn State. So
that'll be kind of cool, man. You got to make sure you go up there for like a Michigan game or an Ohio State game, some big game.
Yeah, I don't want to see him play Rutgers.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fun. Or Illinois.
Yeah.
Penn State Northwestern. Yeah, that's not going to be great.
But yeah, I mean, I I'm always putting a positive spin on things. Once college football's back, I think it would be awesome. So yeah, I'm definitely going to go up there and do that and go watch a game with her and spend a weekend at some point. And yeah, maybe a couple times a year. We'll just have to see how it goes. 409 says, tell that kid he's far from alone. I'm a Houston sports fan and Aggie.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
But Aggie fan, they're eternal optimists. They always think it's coming.
Yeah.
When like everybody else realizes it's not coming, it's not even really close, they're still convinced. They're like, look at the recruiting numbers. I mean, we're right there on the brink. Okay. Like they find a way to spin it to it's coming.
Yeah, I give them
kudos for that.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
They might be the most optimistic fan base of anyone. And, you might want to use the word delusional occasionally, but, hey, that's all fans, right?
That's it.
I'm 20 years old. Me and that 19-year-old kid could be proud of the multiple division titles the Texans keep bringing. Yeah. You know what? Here's an idea. When I was a kid, I had this collection of like buttons that were, they were pretty good sized buttons from every Super Bowl, and it had the Super Bowl, where it was played, the score, and the MVP on every one of them. And I collected those up until they quit making them, which I don't remember exactly which Super Bowl it was, probably 13. But here's an idea. Go and collect every AFC South Division T-shirt and you can like put them on your wall. And by the time you're 30, you might have a whole wall full of AFC South Division Champion shirts.
And how good will that feel?
It'll feel awesome, man.
Feel awesome.
Yeah. Saints Patrick says that's because Aggie is a cult. I mean, they're, I don't know about cult. They're different. There's no question. That's a fun place to watch a football game, too, if you've never been. I mean, it is just, it's a really cool atmosphere. I still think LSU is the best actual college atmosphere I've ever been in. But A&M's up there. Ohio State's nice, too. I don't know if you went up there when Texas played. But that's a pretty cool place to watch a game. Big house. I mean, really, that's why I'm kind of excited about going to a Penn State game at some point.
Yeah.
It seems like all of those big-time Big Ten teams are great places to watch a game.
Lamont says he's only a few years older than I am. Says
Oh,
he
really?
Started popping out kids when he was 16. 21-year-old is his youngest.
Oh, wow.
Man. You got to be a few years, more than a few years older than me, Lamont.
You know, I don't know. I know that neither of you are in my stratosphere, so.
Well, no.
There is that. And I got a text asking if I'm going to have Oakland picks for Saturday. There's a closing day. There's obviously they moved the Kentucky Derby back, but they have the Arkansas Derby Saturday, which is my favorite prep race. And there were so many horses, they actually split it into two divisions, so we get two great races. And it's a really good card. My only problem is we're doing that the poker tournament Saturday, and it just depends on how much work I have to do figuring out payouts and stuff as to whether or not I'll actually tweet anything out on Oakland. So if I have time, I'll write something up before we have to get to work and put it on SportsMap. But I'll definitely play in a couple of those races, including the Oakland Handicap that Saturday. And Oakland's been pretty good to me this meet. I'm kind of glad that they kept running, even though, you know, somebody thought I had a typo when I wrote about the sports that are left a few weeks ago, just things we can gamble on. And I said horse racing was out there fattening the curve. That's like, no, I meant fattening because these idiots are all close to each other, you know, not flattening. But yeah, it's been a nice distraction for me. And I don't know when we're going to get the one cool thing about this is as a horse racing fan, because there's only a few tracks right now, like Gulfstream and Oaklawn are the only two really big ones. You're getting full fields. And as somebody who likes to bet, I love that. I hate six-horse fields with a 2-5 favorite. And, man, they're getting 12, 14-horse fields. So if you can find a long shot, you're getting paid. And, yeah, and I'll have a few long shots, and I'll try to get them out to the people on Saturday. But, you know, the poker is still the kind of main priority. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Actually, doesn't AJ have to tell us about something here?
What am I telling the people about, Nick? Ah, TGS, my man over at TGS. Listen, these guys, all they want to do is save you money. And they want you to not have to go into an insurance office. They don't want you to have to deal with a hassle. If you own your home and you could use a few extra bucks, you need to check out TGS. They'll get you a quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. All you got to do is grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and their savings are real. The online rating is nearly perfect, over 800 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year, and there's no need to wait for your renewal because they're going to take care of all the hassle on the back end, help you get refunded on your previous policy right away so you could just start saving now. I did it. I saved over $1,000 a year. You could too. Guys, check them out now. They're open now. The other guys aren't even open. Text money to 232323. Start saving today on your homeowner's insurance with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I want to remind you, this Saturday, May 2nd, 2 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap.com, now run by my man Josh Jordan, are putting on the fourth and final Houston Online Poker Charity Classic. The first three tournaments raised over $5,300, so we wanted to do one more. It's $50 with an optional $10 donation, but if you can't afford $60, please don't play. It'll go to two charities, Kids Meals, which delivers food to children in Houston, and the Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. For more information and to register, you can go to the editor's picks on sportsmap.com or just email promotion@galmedia.com. And I want to thank everybody for playing in those. It's been an absolute blast. Somebody's asking me if I'm going to play tonight on I may play a little $25 tournament. I'm not going to play cash tonight. I played last night, and I took a few days off and kind of got my head right and bought in for 100 and got over 400 at one point, cashed out for under three. So, you know, a good session. I'll probably play the little tournament tonight. But that's the big one on Saturday. Please sign up. Let's make it our biggest one yet since it's the last one. And, let's have some fun and raise some money, man. That's all we're here for. And speaking of that, if you're interested in the sequel to Jesus Just Left Chicago, still available. It's a PDF file. All you have to do is email me, fowler975@gmail.com. And if you can pay for it, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Just read it and enjoy it. And really good response to it so far, much, much better than I was expecting, because I wasn't sure how people would react to it because it's very different than the first one. But I was happy with it, and I think it turned out really well. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't know about you, but I always think criminals go too far. Like, you figure out ways to pull a scam and you make a bunch of money, and then they get greedy. Well, a bartender in Australia pulled off a pretty big ATM scam. He managed to basically get $1.6 million. He tried to check his balance at an ATM. It resulted in an error, and he was able to withdraw money way beyond his balance.
Okay.
Which
people always think that that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So he says he was out for the night trying to get a balance on his account, but he kept getting the message, balance unavailable. So he transferred $200 from his credit account to his savings, and it said transaction canceled and spat the card out. I thought that was super odd, so I decided to try to get $200 out of my savings account just to see what would happen. It gave me the money, so I went back to the bar and continued drinking. After I left the bar, I was walking home past the same ATM. I'd been thinking about how odd the whole thing was. So I put the card in again and started playing around. I transferred another $200 and got the money out, then $500, then $600, just to see what would happen. I think it was a combination of being tipsy and bored, but I just pushed the envelope and tried again and again. It was like a magic trick. Well, the next morning, I figured out I must have dreamed the whole thing, but lo and behold, the money that was in my wallet next to me, so I called to get a balance on my savings account. It was now $2,000 in debt, and in the end, he figured out he could create money by doing a transfer between 1 and 3 in the morning when the ATMs go offline. So instead of just going $2,000 in the hole, he decides to go $1.6
million. Oh, well.
And then parties with it.
I mean, if you're going to pay one overdraft fee, you might as well go wild, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's $35 for $1.6
million?
And he's basically, once the guilt caught up with him, he had a dream that at one point the SWAT team was outside his hotel room. But he did this for 4.5 months and pulled $1.6 million from the ATM and finally turned himself in. He went to the bank and they said, it's a police matter now. We can't talk to you, which that's not what you want to hurt here. But he said, I didn't think the money actually existed until I bought something with it or transferred it somewhere. Up until that point, it was literally just numbers on a screen. I knew that no one thought it was missing, so my thinking was that it never existed in the first place. That's probably not the right mentality. So he's back to working for $22 an hour as a bartender. And, but that was $1.6 million that he managed to pull out over 4.5 months. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Sanok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh, boy. People get greedy. So, Coach B says, wow, thought it wouldn't happen, but finally did. My five-year-old just sang the Gem of the Day song.
There you go. Welcome to the team.
Yep. If your kid isn't singing the Gem of the Day song, I don't know if you're – I don't really think you're parenting right, I have to say, because it is that's one of the greatest hits of all time. Kids love that song. And, so congratulations, Coach. Glad to see that you're parenting well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says, isn't that like the Monopoly Bank error in your favor?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Why does that never happen in real life, though, unless you're this guy? Like, I've never had the bank call me and say, oh, sorry, we owe you 10 grand.
Yeah, it's never worked for me either.
I don't know if you saw this, but one of the products that is suffering greatly during the pandemic, condom sales.
Oh, womp, womp. Guys can't get out.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that doesn't mean we're going to have a whole bunch of kids. Especially, I know we're going to have a bunch of divorces. But I hope we don't have kids and divorces from the same families. That would be unfortunate. But and also, if you're a big fan of John Wick, it's probably going to be a while before we get John Wick 4, because Keanu Reeves has to finish up his Matrix commitments before he can start John Wick 4. The Matrix movie we didn't really need. So I'm going to push back the whole John Wick thing. I know you're not a big John Wick fan, but I love that stuff. It's like watching a video game. So when we come back,
it's already going to be hour number three.
It's already hour number three.
I told you, time is flying, bro.
I mean, honestly, it doesn't even feel like we've done an hour to me. I mean, it's just but we've got a look at all the Astros free agents for next year. So if there's no season, then it's a pretty significant group. I'll just say that. So you better hope there's some kind of baseball season this year, because your Astros aren't going to look quite the same in 2021, no question. And who knows how many of these guys they'll be able to replace, because that farm system's kind of taking a beating.
Yep.
So, but I'll have that for you at the top of the next hour, and a bunch of other stuff, because why not? Do you guys feel like, with these openings, does it feel like things are about to get back to normal, or does it still feel like, no, we're just going to keep rolling here?
It's a step in the right direction. I don't know when it's going to feel normal. I don't know. I mean, maybe when we go back to work again, it'll start feeling normal, but I don't know. I don't know what normal is anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Not that I was ever normal, but all right. Let's take a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.